Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to you. Thank you for joining me today. This morning, I was looking for some worship songs on YouTube just for my own personal playing and worship, and a song came up that I have listened to occasionally over the last few years, and this time it had me literally in tears and on my knees on the kitchen floor, and I just knew I had to share the content of this song with you. Now, this song is sung by Nicole C. Mullen. I will put a link to it in the show notes so you can hear it for yourself after my sharing these things with you. This song goes into several people we read about in the Bible, and the first one is Hagar. Now, Hagar felt abandoned twice, once when she was pregnant, and when she was out in the desert, she got kicked out by Sarai, it was at the time, her name was. It was before Sarai became Sarah. God came to her, Hagar, in the desert with the promise that the son in her womb would father a nation that was too numerous to count, and told her to go back to Abram and Sarai. It's interesting. It says in Genesis 16:13, she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." Now in Genesis 21, we see Hagar again as a single mother this time, and once again abandoned. Now the first time she ran away, this time she was abandoned. She was sent out by the family she belonged to. So here she is once again in the desert alone, this time with her son, Ishmael, with very little provision. Now, I know if you've read this story, it says that she put her son under a bush and she walked away. He was crying and she said, "I can't watch my son die." And when you really look at it, you find out Ishmael was about 14 years old. It wasn't like she put like a little toddler under the tree or something like that, but it is interesting that Ishmael was crying and they were out in the desert with nothing to help them live and survive. And I'm sure she was questioning, does anyone care? She was crying out. She was lost in despair. She thinks no one is there for her. And God comes to her and he speaks to her. She knows he's there. And he reminds her of the promise he gave her and opens her eyes to see a well. He is a God who never changes. That promise never changed, that he specifically spoke to her all those years ago. Now, just like with Hagar, when the world deserts you, God says, "I will be there. I will lift you up again because I am the God who sees." Now, the next one in the song is about Ruth. Ruth lived in a land called Moab. She married a man who had moved to her country because of a famine in their own land of Israel. And she was met with grief and heartache as she became a widow living with her mother-in-law, who was also a widow. If you don't know about Naomi, Naomi moved with her husband, you know, to Moab because of the famine, and her husband died, and both of her sons died, her only children. So now she is a widow, and she has no children. She has her two daughters-in-law, and Naomi felt it was time to move on and to return to her home. Her home was Bethlehem, which means house of bread. Ruth had never tasted of the house of bread, but obviously she had tasted of the goodness of God somewhere along the line through the family she had married into. Even though, you know, her father-in-law had died, her husband had died, her brother-in-law had died, but for some reason, somehow she trusted in Naomi's God, even through all of that, and she heard an inner invitation to come and taste and see for herself the goodness of God in the house of bread. And she made a commitment to Naomi that started a journey to her own personal promised land. They had to travel through the desert to get to that promised land of hope for a better future than the dark and painful place they had found themselves in. Through a man named Boaz, God put a ring around Ruth's finger and birthed a great promise through her. It was through Ruth's lineage that the promised Savior of the world was eventually born. This Savior will make all things new for you, for all of us, giving life meaning and purpose and loving you back to life again, because God is the God who sees. Now, in case you don't know, Ruth and Boaz's son was named Obed, and Obed had a son named Jesse who had a son named David. And David was born in Bethlehem in that house of bread. And once he was a shepherd boy, he was a mighty warrior, he was anointed king, but he finds himself alone, terrified in the darkness. He's hiding in caves, he's hiding in the desert from King Saul, who wants to kill him. He's jealous of him. He's battling depression and despair. David thinks his life is over and that God doesn't care. And God says, I will be the rock of your salvation. I will hold you by the strength of my right hand. The power of my spirit will free you from your fears. And in the hour of your deepest need, you will find that I am here. The power of God's presence will bring you to your knees. And God says, I will lift you up again, for I am the God who sees. And then from the line of David, finally there was Jesus, the Messiah, the anointed one, Yeshua, the Christ, who was born in the same place, the same house of bread, the town of Bethlehem, to be the bread of life. He would grow into a man, and he would be called Son of God, Emmanuel. God is with us in the flesh. He walked this earth among us, and one of the encounters Jesus had was with Mary of Magdala. Mary had been plagued by demons. She was tormented by evil spirits, and Jesus set her free. Now, Mary followed him. She served him. She loved him deeply. But then she watched him die a torturous death as a convicted criminal. She watched them kill him and put his body in a tomb. And I think her hope died with him. So now here she is, crying in the garden. Here's another person who's broken in despair. She's searching for her Savior, his body, but he's not there. And then she hears Mary. She looks up and realizes, not at first, but when she hears him say her name. Oh, wow, glory, hallelujah, right? He truly is the glory in our midst. And someday, every knee will bow to him and every tongue will confess and worship him in his holiness. There will be times in the world that will bring you to your knees, will bring you to a place of despair. We've all been there, or you wouldn't be listening to me right now. But God says, I will lift you up again because I am the God who sees. God sees you in your wilderness. He sees you in your brokenness. He sees you when you're feeling lonely, like nobody cares. He sees you in your empty places, in your darkness, in your grief, your pain, and your sorrow. And he says, I am the God who sees. He is nearer than you might believe. He's in the very air that you breathe. And just like he was with all of these people and so many more, he says, I am the God who sees you. I know this was another short episode. I hope you don't mind that, but I just felt really drawn to this, that this was a message for several of you out there right now. And like I said, I'll put a link to the song in the show notes, or you can just look up. The name of the song is The God Who Sees, being sung by Nicole C. Mullen. Now, it's part of a movie called The Way. There is a version where she's singing out on a stage with a full orchestra, and then there's also a version where she's actually standing in a desert singing, and it's really moving. That's the one I love. And it is part of a movie called The Way, written and directed by Kathy Lee Gifford. And this movie pretty much goes through the Bible with songs about a lot of people the Bible talks about and tells us about. So if you like Danny Gokey, he is in there and sings several of the songs. Now, I'll put a link to that movie in the show notes as well. Even if you don't watch the movie, I highly recommend taking, now it's a long song, it's about 11 and a half minutes, but oh my goodness, please take the time to listen to the song, The God Who Sees. It's so powerful and it will touch you. A few years ago, I think it was like maybe 8 years ago, on a day right before Thanksgiving, I was before the Lord and I heard the words, Emmanuel, God with us. It's like it hit my spirit with almost an explosion. And I cried out, telling the Lord, I want him to be with me every day of this coming month of the Christmas season. I needed to feel him. I needed to know his peace in just a real tangible way. And I thought of our Advent wreath that we had used as a family for several years. And so I decided to dig it out, put down my thoughts each night for the four candles, the Advent candles, based on what I was going through as a bereaved parent. And those candles represent peace, hope, joy, and love. And so that year, almost every night, I ended up going live on Facebook, lighting a candle in the wreath, and sharing what I had written, what I felt like God had spoken to my heart, in case there was someone else out there who needed the same encouragement and needed help to focus on Jesus and to feel that Emmanuel, God with us during the Christmas season, and not just focus on what I had lost and how painful that was. I ended up turning that into a book called Hope for the Future, an Advent book for bereaved parents. And I've continued to go live every year since then. But now I just go live each Sunday night of Advent instead of every single night of Advent because that was a lot. I do plan on doing it again this year, which means you can join me and parents from around the nation. We even get people from around the world, you know, depending on where it is in their time frame. A lot of times they'll hop on and watch the replay. But we're all gathering together on a live feed on the four Sunday evenings before Christmas. And each week I light a different Advent candle and remember our children within the deeply mixed emotions of the holiday season with Hope for the Future, this book, as the devotional being used during that live time together. Now, the dates this year are December 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd. I go on at 8 p.m. Central Time. I'm on live on YouTube and on our Facebook page. So to find out more, get those links, including how to order the book so that you can have something to read every single day if you need it for the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, go to gpshope.org/adventbook. I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. Now, if you get this book, don't feel like, oh, I'm not going to be able to read it every night, so I'm not getting the book. Just read it for the day that you're on. If you need something, something extra that day, just pick up the book and read that day's reading and let it be encouraging to you and bring hope to you for your future. Let's go ahead with our birthday segment. These birthdays are from November 3rd through the 16th. Chaney Patrick was born on November 4th and is forever 20. Bodine Gordon was born on November 10th and is forever 23. Nathan Theriault was born on November 11th and is forever 2 years old. Hannah Abigail Din was born on November 12th and is forever 21 months and 7 days. We celebrate with these families the day these children came into the world. We know it will always be an important and special day. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced on the birthday segment, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out the form. There's just a little bit of information that we need from you. And then we will share your child's birthday on the episode that matches their birth date. And Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen that day so you can hear your child's name. Remember to check the show notes for the different links, especially to listen to the song that this episode came from. And speaking of that song, I want to close this out by repeating the end of what I shared just a couple of minutes ago. There will be times the world will bring you to your knees, but He says, I will lift you up again because I am the God who sees you. So hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.